This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. If you've been listening, you know Robin Witten is my guest for the whole week, and we have been having a really good time. So, Robin, how's Wednesday going to treat us?
Well, you know, Joe, we've been in the Greek islands and in the great opera houses of the world, and now we're going to go to Venice. How's that?
Oh, well, we know how I feel about Italy, and we know how I feel about Venice.
Well, this is for you. This is a lovely collection of essays by Donna Leon called My Venice and Other Essays, and it's read by Golden Voice Suzanne Torin.
Suzanne Torin, one of the voices that brought me to audiobooks. I love her. She really is one of the earliest people I listened to that hooked me.
Well, this is quite a fun collection, really. And I think for listeners who know Donna Leon, they know that she is the author of the much-loved mystery series featuring Commissario Guido Brunetti in Venice. And here she's...
And his lovely wife, Paolo.
Absolutely. Here, Donna Leon has lived in Venice for more than 40 years. So she has lots to say about the city and its inhabitants. And these are very short little essays. Some are 5 minutes, some are 10, a few of them are maybe 30 minutes. And she's talking about all kinds of things that are part of the life of Venetians and Venice.
So tell me what some of the topics are.
Tourists, how's that? Garbage.
Oh, God, yeah. That's really big.
Really big. And then The Italian Man, which it was one that I really loved. And she has these observations. I would love to know a little bit more about how she wrote these, whether she wrote them over time and then she kind of pulled them together, whether they were little essays that she had published somewhere else or it was part of a journal. It reads a lot like a journal where an author has just decided this is a topic that she's interested in and just writes on just a kind of a little stream of consciousness about what she thinks.
And she is an American or was born in the United States and has, as you said, has been living in Italy for decades, in Venice for decades. So as much as she is part of Venice, I think it's probably interesting that there's still probably a little bit of an outsider perspective that makes her very observant about the way things work in that city.
Oh, absolutely. She's very observant, as we've seen often in her fiction. But here it's a very wry. You know, she can be very critical. She can be very funny, always quite charming and opinionated, which is very fun.
No, I was going to say, I read a review of this and the reviewer called her cranky. Witty and insightful. And I liked that. It's like, oh, good. Somebody who's cranky. I'll take that.
And I have to say that our narrator is really exceptional here because Suzanne takes her time with these little essays. So the pace is not slow, but she's just, you know, she's not hurrying through. And so it reflects a little bit of the pace of Venice, and she can use a pause so perfectly.
So what are we going to hear? What's the excerpt?
This is some observations about the men and women going to the casino.
Okay. This is My Venice and Other Essays by Donna Leon, read by Golden Voice Suzanne Torin.
The men all seem to wear some sort of tonic or spray on their hair, for no matter how windy the night, their hair was never disturbed by any passing breeze. Most of them wore overcoats, or for a few years, while they were in fashion, sheepskin jackets. Under them, they invariably wore a sports jacket or a suit and tie. Most of them wore rings, usually on the smallest finger of the hand, and most of those had inordinately large stones. The women showed wider variety within the species, probably because they could select among the options provided by different hair length or the choice of slacks or skirt, though almost all of them opted for the second. They all seemed younger than the men they accompanied and tended to wear furs. And while these were in fashion, la pelliccia ecologica, artificial fur, in wild patterns and colors.
I love Suzanne's pronunciation of Italian. It's so beautiful.
Very nice. Lovely. And there's plenty of it here. So it's really quite wonderful.
Did Suzanne get an Earphones Award for this?
She did. She did. As well as for the actual memoir, Wandering Through Life. So she has Donna Leon really dialed in.
Excellent. That is My Venice and Other Essays by Donna Leon, read by Suzanne Torin. What a combination.
Wonderful.
Yeah, great suggestion. Thank you so much, Robin. And I will talk to you tomorrow.
All right, we will.
Support from Brilliance Publishing helps bring you today's episode of Behind the Mic. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.